Chapter 3. We left the Tigers in the Hamptons, an hour past midnight, on a private dock behind a hulking mansion belonging to a philanthropic wildlife lover. Rotgut had landed a few bluefish and released them reluctantly to Kashmir, who used them to slip the Tigers enough opium to calm them. Then we sailed away at speed. About an hour later, helicopters flew over us as we were passing Fire Island, but they didn't stop. The next morning began blue and clear, and we sailed into the harbor with a day to spare before the auction. Slate watched the approaching shore with a look on his face like he had never known disappointment, nor ever would. He kept grinning at me, giving me credit for his joy. Better, at least, than taking responsibility for his sorrow. My own mood had improved as well. Part of it was the season. When Slate had told Bruce it was my birthday, it was only partially a lie. I was 16 or so, that much was true, although no one knew exactly. Not Bee nor Rotgut, who had been on the temptation longer than I had, and certainly not Kashmir, who'd only come to the ship a couple of years ago. You'd think the captain would know, when he bothered to think about anything but himself, but it was a mystery to him as well. After all, he was away at sea when I was born, and my mother was gone when he returned, although to a very different place. I'd spent the first months of my life in the opium den where my parents had met, cared for by the proprietor, a woman named Auntie Joss. After he had mourned the only way he knew how, Slate had barged in, wrapped me in a quilt, and taken me away. He hadn't bothered asking Joss for details, so my birth date was hard to pinpoint. Instead, the crew generally celebrated my theft day sometime in early summer, whenever we spent a few days in a place where it was early summer. Though there were no signs pointing to an actual party, my father's mention of one had lifted my spirits. He didn't always remember. The bigger part of it was that the captain had waved me over to the helm for the last leg up the Hudson, through the Narrows. He stood over my shoulder, and my route was bounded on all sides by banks and buoys, but my heart beat faster as